stand. Forbid a day like this day to me. There's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day. And there's never been a day like this day. To me, there's never been a day like this day I see. There's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glory. To me, there's never been a day like this day I see. And there's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glory.
Softly to him. Praise the name of the Lord. Truly, there's never been a day like this day. Father, what a message. Lord, if your prophet said he didn't have the words to say, what can I say, Lord? Lord, just love you from the depths of our heart, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you had a great plan, Lord, to redeem us back. That, Lord, you've been doing it for 2,000 years to make a masterpiece. And, Lord, now by faith, by that perfect faith, Lord, we recognize and we believe, Lord, we are that masterpiece. We are your redeemed bride, Lord. The one that you chose before the foundation of the world, Lord. Father, we're so grateful, Lord, to live in this day, to see the things that we see, to hear the things that we hear, the revelation that's come alive to us, Lord Jesus. Truly, there's never been a day like this day, Lord. Father, how we love you and we worship you this day, Lord. And Father, how proud you must be, Lord, to look down, Lord. And finally, Lord, after all this time, Lord, you have a bride. You have your masterpiece. You've been polishing it, Lord, and polishing it. And now you have a bride that won't compromise upon the word, Lord. Lord, we're so thankful to be that bride, Lord, to be your masterpiece, to be in your presence tonight, Lord Jesus, and to say we love you, we thank you, Lord, for all that you do for us, Lord. Father, I want to thank you, Lord, for storing up this food, Lord. Lord, if you hadn't have done it, Lord, where would we be? You couldn't have had a masterpiece. But you knew, Lord, when you sent that seventh angel messenger, as he even proclaimed tonight, that, Lord, he said, I might not be here, but that word will live on, Lord. And it's calling out a bride, the very mouthpiece of God, calling a bride, Lord, to you, a masterpiece for his master, Lord. Father, bless and be with us, Lord. Make us more like you, and As your prophet said, Lord, we don't know what we have need of, only you do, Lord. But whatever we're lacking, Lord, we pray that you'll give it to us, Lord. Make us to be more like you, Lord. We fail you, Lord, every single day, Lord, but all that you see is that blood that you shed at Calvary, Lord. Your great masterpiece, Lord. And Father, you placed him upon a cross and you said, speak, Lord, and we heard. Thank you for all that you do for us, Lord. Thank you for this night, Lord, to be gathered together, Lord. We truly know, Lord, we're at the end time. And as your prophet said, we're ripe, Lord. We're the fruit at the top of the tree ready to be going home to you, Lord. We're ready for that rapture, Lord. If we're lacking anything more, make us ready, Lord. Amen. We're here, Lord, to give you everything to you. We have nothing to give but this body, Lord. Use us in any way that you see fit, Lord Jesus. May we be written epistles read of all man. May the world see Christ living through us, Lord. And Lord, that can only come by hearing this word, Lord. We believe this message is perfecting us, Lord. This message that you put on tape so that we hear it, Lord. And Lord, we want to hear it and obey, Lord. And Father, we thank you again tonight that we could be together as your bride, Lord, and come together around this communion table, Lord. Father, and let our minds go back, Lord, to 2,000 years ago when you started this program, Lord. And Father, your body was beaten and broken and whipped, Lord, for me, Lord. Your blood was for me, Lord. May we put ourselves there that day of Calvary, Lord, and just hold on to you, that old rugged cross, Lord Jesus. Forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. And Lord, as we take of this communion, Lord, as we take of this kosher bread, Lord, and we put it into our mouth and it represents that broken body. And Lord, as we drink the wine that was your blood, Lord, in representation, Lord, may every sick be healed, Lord. Every broken heart be mended, Lord. May you just gather us around in your arms, Lord, and comfort us, Lord. And everyone that leaves this building will go out whole, Lord Jesus. It's your word. We speak it and we believe it in the name of the Lord Jesus. We expect it. We're not looking for something to happen. It's happened. We believe it and we claim it now, Lord. Make us ready, Lord. Forgive us of our sins, our shortcomings, everything that we do, Lord. Make us be more like you, Lord. Truly, Lord, prepare us. We love you. We ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, and with thanksgiving,
raise your hand to him. Just sing from the depths of your heart.
Oh Lord,
prepare us, Lord Jesus,
to be a sanctuary.
Grant it, Lord.
Pure and holy. Sanctuary for
love you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, prepare.
Prepare us, Lord Jesus.
To be a sanctuary.
Seated, let us just hum it to him. Privilege it is for us to turn the service back over to Brother Branham. God bless you.
Now let us read the scripture just as St. Paul exhorts us here in the book of St. John, in book of 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, beginning with the 23rd verse. For I have received of the Lord which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night which he was betrayed, took bread. Wish I had time to speak that a little bit. The same night that he was betrayed, you see, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it, said, take and eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he supped, saying, this cup is of the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show forth the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. For if we should judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. May I bring that a point? When we are judged by the Word, which is Christ, we're chastened. If we're doing wrong, we're not living up to this Word, we're chastened of the Lord. And when the Lord chastens us, that means corrects us. That we should not be condemned with the world. We are not of the world.
Amen.
We are different from the world. Live a different life, a separated life.
Hallelujah.
We're never to live the life of the world and be a Christian. We're to live an outstanding life, a different life. Not, I don't mean in such social rank, but I mean we're to live a life of genuine holiness.
Amen.
That the fruits of the Spirit might be seen in us, of meekness and gentleness and patience, long-suffering, faith, the fruit of the Spirit. For when we are hear these things, then we know we're chastened of the Lord that we don't do them. Then we're condemned. And if we have no condemnation within us that we're living above that thing by the grace of God, then we're not condemned of the world, but we're living above the things of the world. See?
Amen.
Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for the other. And if any man hungry, let him eat at home, that ye be not come together unto condemnation. And the rest I will set in order when I come. We've always made great exhortations on this, that when we come together, even though that we can see nothing, there might be something in somebody else that we noticed that wasn't right. When you come together to eat this communion, wait on one another. Pray for one another. Pray that we always make it this, I pray for you. That if there's some sin in you, that some unrighteous deed or something you've done as a believer, I pray that God will take it out of you, that He'll forgive you for it. And you pray for me, that if there's something that I've done, that I don't know just about, if I've done it and know that it's wrong, I'll confess it right now. I'm fixing it because he that eateth and drinketh unworthy, eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. The discernment of knowing that you are the Lord's body, you can't discern it. In wickedness and sin, we've got to be above that. That we discern that the Lord is righteous, and we discern that He's our propitiation, that all of our sins we confess and we believe in Him and waiting upon His atonement to cleanse us from all of our iniquity. Then we're discerning the Lord's body, that what it's discernment of what it's for. And then discerning again that in among us as the Lord's bride body, let's discern if there's anything wrong with us in here that would hinder the gospel from growing, or the Lord from presenting us before God as a chaste virgin. Let's discern that out right now and find if it's wrong. Let's confess it. Let's say, Lord, I'm sorry about that. So therefore, there might be something that we've done, you've done, something I've done. It might not be consciously right now. Let's ask God to forgive us, boy.
Yeah.
We used to sing a song here, forgive the sins I have confessed to thee. Forgive the secret sins, see, that they don't even know nothing about, the unknown sins. We pray God forgive them. Now it said when you come together, tarry one for the other, and that really would be like just tarry one with the other. Tarry means to wait. Wait on each other. Let's do that now. I'll pray for you. If you know anything that you've done wrong, say, God forgive me. I didn't mean that. And if you help me from this night on, I won't do it again. I mean it, Lord. I won't do it again. If you just forgive me. And upon my confession, I believe you have forgiven me. I go to take the body of Christ, feeling in my heart that you forgive me for all my sins.
Amen.
I pray then for your secret sins. You pray for mine, that maybe something we don't know about, that we won't come together condemned with the world. We don't want the world in here. This little spot of people that God has given us to worship with here, we want to keep ourselves clean from selfishness, keep our lives clean from all the things of the world, that we be not spotted with that. We want to be ready for the rapture.
Amen.
So let us pray now silently for one another just a moment. You pray for me as I pray for you. the bread. And as the song was just saying, my faith looks up to thee. There's only three orders that the Lord could give us. And that was baptism, taking of the bread and wine, and feet washing is the order. And this represents the broken body of Christ. My prayer is that every person that partakes of this tonight that will receive the blessing of the Holy Spirit to come upon them. And as they are sick, may the God of heaven, who instituted this in the first form down in Egypt by taking the bitter herbs and wine, I trust that God will heal you, and in your entire journey there will be no sickness among you. May the God of heaven look to us now as we offer this to Him. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life and giver of every good gift, we thank Thee for this order, that we could do this in remembrance of You as we fellowship, as it was, in Your presence, around the communing of God's grace, as we think of in our own hearts that one day we were unworthy. And now the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us from that sin, that we stand together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This kosher bread, Father, that's been baked and brought here for this purpose, we ask You to sanctify it, Lord, that in the representation of the broken body, as the sacredness and the pain and suffering that He did at Calvary, when this body was broken, that He was wounded for our transgression, He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we were healed. That's why we take this broken bread tonight. God bless the believers and sanctify this kosher bread to be the representation of the body of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Bible says, in like manner, He took the cup, and when it stuck, He took the take and drink. This is the cup of the New Testament. As often as you do this, you show forth the Lord's death till He comes. So I hold in my hand tonight this wine, made from the life of grace. It's been brought together here to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. There's never a time yet that I've ever picked up the communion tray, but I just look in there and see my sins gone. I see if it hadn't been for that, what would we be? I think of in there where a sick man lay dying there in the hospital, me. And it's three stripes I was healed. May the God of heaven bless this wine for its intended use. Lord Jesus, we present to You this grape juice, wine, taken from the blood of the grape to represent the blood of Jesus Christ. May as we receive it, Father, may sickness depart from us. May sin, desire be taken from us. May we live such holy, consecrated life after this, that man will see the reflection of Jesus Christ in us, and that our walk in life would be worthy of the gospel that we believe. Grant it, Father, and sanctify this wine now for its intended use. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
This that remains will be burnt before the dawn of a new day.
Supper being ended, the devil now hath put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray Him. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, that He was come from God, and He went to God. He rises from the supper, and laid aside His garment, took a towel, and girded Himself. After that He poured water into a basin, and began to wash the disciples' feet, and to wipe them with the towel wherewith He was girded. Then cometh He unto Simon Peter. Peter said unto Him, Lord, dost Thou wash my feet? Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do now Thou knowest not, but Thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto Him, Lord, Thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. Jesus said unto him, He that is washed need not save to wash his feet, but is clean everywith. And ye are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore he said, You are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet, and had taken his garments, and had sat down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you.
Let us bow our heads. Isn't it just wonderful to partake as believers of the Lord's Supper? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to ask our brother Samuel if he'd come forward and dismiss us for foot washing.
Father, thank you so much, Lord, for this time to hear your word and to partake of the Lord's Supper tonight. Lord, to say thank you is just not adequate words, Lord, to express it. But Lord, we just stand before you with bowed head and heart to reconsecrate our lives and to give ourselves totally yielded to you, unreservedly to you, Lord. We love you, Lord, with the depths of our heart. Lord, what an honor, Lord, to see your bride come up and take this supper tonight. Lord, with such dead earnest, Lord, in their heart, with bowed heads to take it. Then, Lord, when they went back to their seat, Lord, they had reverence, Lord, and bowing their head, praying, reading their Bible, but, Lord, in worship to you. Thank you for it, Lord. We love you. Now, Lord, as we go forth, Lord, we thank you, Lord, once again that we are your masterpiece. How great you are, Lord. What a message for your bride today. For those that are listening in, Lord, they're your masterpiece too. We heard your prophets say, Lord, in that vision, Lord, there was a bride out of every nation. Lord, they're listening in. We're gathered together, united around the world, your bride. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We commit this service now into your hands, as only we could give it to you, because you're truly the only one, Lord, that could give the benediction correctly. We love you, Lord, in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. At this time, we'll be dismissed for the foot washing. God bless and be with you. Shalom to you.
They were gathered in the upper room, all praying in his name. Baptized with the Holy Ghost, and power for service came. Now what he did for them that day, he'll do for you the same. I'm so glad.